everyone, and welcome to my show, You're In It Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour. I'm here twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday, doing psychic readings for the listening audience. And occasionally have a guest. We have a guest today. I have another reader with me. I'll introduce her right now. You may know her in Pal Talk as Emerald Lioness, or Beth, or M. And she's a fantastic reader. I had the pleasure of working with her several times in the past and enjoyed every minute of it. I look for readers that have that certain something, and Elizabeth Rose has that. Beth, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Michael. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Now, what do we call you? Elizabeth Rose?
Elizabeth Rose is fine, but you know, I answer to Emmy, to Beth. It doesn't matter to me. Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Okay. How's Beth?
Beth is fine. I like Beth.
Beth has a ring to it.
Sounds
good. Welcome to the show. Okay, I'll introduce you as Beth.
That's perfectly fine, Michael.
All righty, Beth. I'm glad you're with me today, and you were here before doing readings with me.
Yes, I'm thrilled to be here with you again today. You know that.
Okay, and we met in chat and Pal Talk.
Yes, we did.
Which, by the way, is expanding. I like the way Pal Talk is going.
It's growing.
Yeah, good crowd in there, and they got it on. They're on top of it. And I heard your reading. You were doing hypnosis and some meditations and some healings, and I picked up on.
I do a nice mixture of both. I kind of engage all three at the same time.
Yeah, I was picking up on that, and a mixed bag of the five sisters. Clairvoyance and clairsendence and clairaudience, and you had a mixed bag going on.
Yep, I do a little bit of everything with it all at one time. It's just something that comes to me and I enjoy doing very, very much.
Well, I seen that. I felt it, and that's what attracted me to you. The field is expanding, isn't it, Beth, with readers and practitioners of all kinds? I mean, it's... compared to what it was even 10 years ago when I came in.
Oh, it's growing immensely, and there's a lot of talented, gifted people in the world that are coming forth.
Yeah.
That are finally opening up with their gifts, and it's fantastic with their abilities.
Yeah, and with the different types of, what do we call it, talent, gifts, blessings?
Well, you know, I like to call it abilities. I think that we all have something inside.
I agree that we all, I think it's just another ability. Well, from what I've been told, I mean, everything I believe in, I actually was given by spirit, and I attach to it and with my beliefs. So, and I believe that everybody has the ability.
Well, I do too. I think that we're all born with the answers inside of us, and I think Creator, God, Goddess, whatever you want to call spirit, is inside of each and every one of us, and we all have the same things there. We just need to open up our minds and look inside.
Very true, very true. Well, we can talk all day. I believe we have a caller, but caller, I know you're there. I just want to get the phone numbers out because I got so excited having Beth here, I forgot to give the phone numbers out. Toll-free, USA. Get your pen and paper ready. 1-877-876-5227. Toll free Canada 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, dial direct 1-530-876-3222. And if you'd like to know more about me, check out www.michaelgoger.com. Bookmark it. You can listen live there. You can navigate it, bookmark it, and look it over, but you can listen to the show there. The phone numbers are all over it and all over the BBS Radio website. So visit both sites, bookmark them, and navigate them, and have fun with them. Okay, I'll go right to my caller. Caller, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Michael.
Good.
Hi to everybody.
Good. What's your first name?
Nancy in Canada.
Nancy in Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you might have to speak up just a little bit. It's like a, when you have a guest, I think you lose a little bit of...
Do I have to yell, Michael? Is this too loud?
No, that's good. You don't,
okay.
You don't have to yell. Even
okay.
Before was all right, but this
okay.
is better.
All right.
All right, so I'm going to give you a little bit of a reading, Nancy, and then Beth will share some insights with you, too.
All right.
Okay. You know, I feel like I just went through some kind of a upset or a drama. I feel like I was perturbed or disturbed by something. It's, I want to say a relationship, but can't pinpoint it exactly because I'm getting a mixed bag here. Relationship, job, career arena, this area here.
Mm-hmm.
And even an illness, possibly. Have you, Nancy, were you just ill or is somebody close to you?
Ill as in being sick or hurting somebody, like hurting yourself.
I'm having a hard. It could be emotional or mental or physical. I just feel like there was some difficult times here, and I don't know if it was a physical illness or emotional or mental illness.
Emotional, yes.
And feeling something with Mom too. I don't. Is your mom crossed or?
Yes.
Is she crossed? Okay. Very close to you. She's reaching out for some reason. Almost like visiting you, and I don't know if you're going to be thinking of her or dreaming of her, but pay attention to any kind of connection with her because I feel like there's going to be some messages there from her. For you, anyway. And I, what I'm feeling with this is like maybe a vice on the emotional and mental issues and some of the things that you've been just going through. So, keep that in mind. Anything to do with Mom, talk to her. She hears you.
Okay.
Talk to her. She hears you. I keep hearing that. Talk to her. I don't think all is lost. I feel like I'm hearing I'm getting a grip. I feel like I'm going to get on top of it. The situation isn't going to deteriorate. It's going to improve and expand. So whatever this may be, I'm kind of going to family and relationship and maybe a touch of career and finances, and you're just going to have to figure out where this was. But it's definitely attached to a disturbance that's been aggravating me and irritating me.
It would be family.
Yeah, I knew it was either family or money, but I was leaning towards family and possibly a male. I don't know if it's a brother, son, father, but there was and some changes. It was almost like a swift change, atmosphere and attitude, but then I feel a pendulum coming back. It's going to swing back again.
How long?
Almost like decisions were made and things were said. And,
oh, yeah.
And then it seems to level off and then swing back again, and things are healed and undone. So it's not, like I said, it's not all gloom and doom. Whatever this was, whoever involved is having a change of heart and mending bridges and this type of thing I'm getting with this. So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go with it could be another, you know, I feel it improving because people involved are thinking differently, but it goes on and it unfolds, and I'm looking at 12 more weeks, 3 months. I would look for a significant improvement. And people are actually changing things like 3 months from now. So keep that in mind. So,
because I feel I have to walk away, Michael, and it's very difficult. It's not healthy for me anymore.
Yeah, I don't think there's a walking away. There's more of a change with this and a turnaround. And the people that did the damage and that were responsible seem to have a change of heart or mind and want to undo a few things or make a few things better. So either way, there's relief coming. So as far as splitting or walking away, I don't know. I don't think it's possible right now. Maybe at the end of February, I'm feeling more strength with this. So, I mean, it's not all gloom and doom. But I would look to, at least the end of February before I did anything I would be sorry for or anything that would make it worse. And I'm also feeling that it does improve. I want to say by June, July, there's almost a complete turnaround and a major healing with this. So.
Well, someone has gone out of their way to do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Would be an ex-husband, and it's torn the family apart.
Yeah. I'm getting a mixed bag, and it goes in many different directions. And there are improvements now. I'm hearing overwhelmingly, give it a month before you make a major decision. And if you can find the strength, and I believe you will, let it go until June or July and see where it goes and what direction it takes. Now, let me give you to Beth, and maybe Beth can shed some more light on what's going on for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right?
All right, thanks.
And good luck with everything.
Yeah,
thank you for calling.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I think we've talked before, haven't we?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Your energy sounds really familiar to me. It feels familiar.
Me too.
I'm
sorry.
I think there's this that's going on. It is relationship?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like it's something that you've almost kind of, you didn't want to face it. You backed away so much from it, and it just kept coming at you no matter what you did.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like it's just really pain, a lot of pain coming at you with this.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really hard for you to let go and sever cord, so to speak, and to walk away from it, because you really don't want to deep down in your heart.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I'm just feeling, it's like the pressure in my heart, you know, I just feel a lot of pressure that the whole time you were talking, I could just feel the pain and the pressure. And I want you to know, dear, it's going to be all right, it's going to be okay. It is going to be a while, I agree with Michael, it's not going to be a quick fix. Communication is where it's going to happen at, and that's what's really hard for you, because you don't want to face it, so to speak. You want to back away from it and let it just kind of, you know, like you want to build a wall around you, like don't bother me, don't touch me, because I can't handle you like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to not do that, and it'll take time, and you will do that, and you will talk about it, and you will make, I don't want to say make amends, because I don't think that's what needs to be done. I think that what you both need to do is to accept. Because you both have very distinct feelings about things that are going on with you right now with that. And you felt like that there's no compromise at all, but there will be, okay? It's not compromise. It's not even that. It's just going to be, you're both going to be accepting of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay?
And can I ask one more question?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that's the situation with my personal self involving my daughters and an ex-husband.
Okay.
But I'm wondering, do you see any new relationships coming in?
Actually, I knew that's what you were going to ask me about, and I think by the end of the year, by the end of 2008, there will be somebody that's came into your life,
mm-hmm.
and you will take it very slow because of this that you've just gone through and that you're going through. And you will take it very slow, but all in the end, you're going to be like some giggly little girl. It's just going to be so happy that you're going to forget that you're supposed to go slow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And that's what I'm getting. I just feel like a lot of laughter, a lot of giggles, like, you know, that you're going to just forget all about taking things slow, even though that's certainly going to be your intention. And you'll even, as you go along into this relationship, you'll stop and you'll go, oh, my gosh, I've got to slow this down a little bit. But you won't be able to.
Very good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's going to be good, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you.
And look for June or July to be special for you.
Thank you, Michael.
And there is a love here, and I believe it's you and your ex, and there's a lot of confusion and hurt feelings, and it's going to take, I feel like I got to work through these things before I can even let somebody else in, so.
Oh, no, this has been going on for 26 years, Michael.
Yeah, I know.
He hasn't let go, and now the girls are old enough that he can manipulate, and they don't know what the truth is, you know.
Yeah.
I don't really discuss it with them.
Yeah, well, there's a lot there that needs to be let go, and it'll interfere with something that comes to you, so.
But Nikki, you've got to do great, honey.
Yeah, but look for this happiness and love and clarity. June and July, I'm feeling very important for you there, so. And towards the end of the year, you're right, you know, after the first half anyway. All right.
Good luck with everything. Thank you both. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Blessings. Tell your friends about us. And if you're just joining, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts at BBS Radio. I'm Michael Goger, and I have my guest, Beth. What is your name? Do you want to say your last name, or you just want to hear Beth?
Actually, you know, when I get my mail, I get everything under the name of Elizabeth Rose.
Elizabeth what?
Rose.
Elizabeth Rose. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I really do, so, you know.
Hey.
That was my grandmother's name. I don't know if I've ever shared that with anybody, but that was my grandmother's name.
Yeah, good. Okay.
And that's what I use. And she's been gone for a long time, but she's always been close to me and with me.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
My name is Doc.
Doc?
Yeah, that's what they call me.
Okay. What part of the world?
I am in the States. I live in the Bay Area near San Francisco.
Oh, good. Okay, Doc. How can we help you?
Well, you know what? I'm a spiritualist myself, and my wife and I have been hearing voices. I know that sounds weird, but from little girls, and we don't know if she's pregnant or not, to tell you the truth. And I'm looking for confirmation, actually.
Whether or not there's a spirit girl around you?
Rather or not, it's the babies we think are coming.
For somebody that's already alive?
Yeah.
Okay, Doc. Well, see, I'm pretty good with babies anyway. It's one of my, seems to be one of my specialties. But, I'm feeling them coming. And they're, miracle babies.
Well, we're both fixed, so it would be a miracle. But
yeah.
They've been talking to us, so.
Yeah, I'm feeling it. And I keep hearing three, two, three.
Wow.
Now, are you being treated or pursuing?
Actually, we went, and the chances are slim to none. We talked to somebody about it.
Okay.
I said it wouldn't do any good, so I'm just kind of trusting the Great Spirit on this one.
Yeah, and they are showing me my hands being tied, so,
right.
And I'm stuck, too. My wheels are spinning.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a change down the line here. Something comes through, Doc. I really do feel that something does come through, and I'm hearing it leads to a miracle. So it's like a miracle baby.
Yeah, that would be.
This is what I'm hearing, and I believe that. I feel that. Like, it's like, wow, you know.
Yeah.
And I believe it comes through. I believe it comes through medicine and a change in thought.
Hmm.
I'm hearing somebody having an idea.
Okay.
And changing a thought. And I feel like it may manifest, I'm hearing October. I'm hearing by the end of the year.
Yeah.
And Wow.
Well, that's funny because we were getting October last year when we were, you know, we felt October, and when October came and went last year, I felt kind of let down, but that month actually does ring true for me.
Yeah. You know, you know, it's almost like a light bulb goes off in October. I'm getting a gift from Spirit.
Yeah.
Now they're holding up two fingers, and I believe like 3 months after October, so you'd be into like 3 months past that. I want to say even twins.
Wow.
I would say at least two. I'm here.
Yeah. Well, we have three distinct voices. They've been talking to us.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't trust myself. Of course, you never should read for yourself or operate on yourself. You don't know how it goes.
True, true.
So, you know, more than anything, I'm looking for confirmation.
Yeah, and different radio frequencies and and energy, but I feel like they're wrapping a rainbow around me, and they're and a hand from Spirit is just coming like right out and just uplifting me with this, and I feel like it's there's going to be a miracle here, so I got to go with what I'm feeling, and I'm feeling a kid plus more, like two or three. So.
Yeah, it's funny because you say a kid because the one came through first, and then it became two, and then three. So
yeah.
The way you said that just kind of balanced out and rang real true, too.
Yeah, and they're showing me those numbers, 1, 2, 3, and it's like in a sequence. Now, and like I said, I do feel that October-ish, I don't know if there's a thought, an idea, or somebody said, or it actually happens, but October is very significant with it.
Okay.
And I'll hand you over to Beth. Maybe
all
Beth
right.
can target something for you.
Okay.
Go ahead, Beth. Doc.
Hey, Beth.
Hey, Doc.
Hey.
It's so wonderful to hear you on here. You know that.
It's good to hear you, too.
I got to tell you, darling, what's funny is that I didn't realize the extent that you are wanting this baby.
Yeah.
I work, my specialty with hypnosis is fertility.
Okay.
And it is getting people to have babies. You know? So I'd like to offer that to you and Angel, if you don't mind.
Oh, I would love that. Tox would love it, too. We'd consider it an honor.
So I want you to know that. You can get a hold of me. You know how.
All right.
And I'm like Michael. I see a miracle happening here. And I think that it's going to be twins.
Okay.
The three has got something to do with it, but I'm not sure what. I don't think that there's three babies. I think that there's just something going to happen, and with the three still there. But I think we're going to have twins.
Yeah. Well, that's a
and I just feel like when we were talking, you guys were talking, I want to tell you there was just like bursts of yellow light.
Huh.
Just bursting all around me, and I'm like, whoa.
Wow. Well, see, I really appreciate that because with Michael giving us confirmation, I know you, we've read for each other for years, but Michael gave us independent confirmation and talks about having some of the signs and symptoms now, and October's 9 months from now. I mean, that could be it, you know.
That could be it, but I'm going to tell you, there is your miracle baby, honey.
No, I appreciate that from both of you.
Yeah, good luck, Doc. I love babies myself. I got two grandsons, and this man is nothing like it.
Well, we've got seven between us. It's not like we wouldn't have them, but we just got together a year ago, and we'd like to have them together.
Wow.
Yeah,
you
Doc.
Know?
Cool.
Yeah, Doc yeah. And Angel have been together a year ago. He went through a really rough time here, and I send my love to both of them.
And Doc, like I said before, it was coming from science and a change in philosophy.
Okay.
So it's a professional saying, let's try this, and all of a sudden, boom.
Okay, that would make sense.
Yeah, so pay attention to the caregivers and the professionals around us. So.
Well, we've been looking at all angles, believe me.
Yeah, well, good. Well, I wish you luck, bud.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your time, both of you.
Thank you for...
God bless. Take care.
God bless. Tell your friends.
God bless.
Okay, everybody, if you're just listening, it's You're In It Poets with BBS Radio. I'm here. My name is Michael Goger. I'm here twice a week, every Sunday and Thursday. And I have a fantastic interesting guest today, Elizabeth Rose, and we're doing readings together, so you know the number. Pick up the phone, give us a ring. We're here and just want to help you, entertain you, make you laugh, make you cry in a good way. Sometimes tears are good, huh, Beth?
Yeah, it's true.
Very cleansing sometimes. Hi, Carla. How you doing?
Hi, Michael. This is Nancy. How are you?
Good. Nancy, I'm glad you got through. From Washington, right?
Yes.
Good. How you feeling?
You know, I'm feeling pretty good.
Good. How's the weather?
Very cold.
Cold?
A little icy.
Nice Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
Are you making a soup, homemade soup?
Pardon?
Are you cooking a homemade soup?
Nope, not today.
No, you got to get your husband to make it.
Yeah, today's a relax day for me.
Yeah. It's Super Bowl, right?
It might be. Don't watch it, so I don't know.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe the hubby was...
No, he's working.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show, and let's see what I'm hearing for you.
All righty.
Okay, unless you got a question that you want me to zero right in on.
Zero right in.
Okay. Being pulled, I'm hearing sun, something with the sun. You have a son, Nancy?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Is he getting married or engaged or are they moving or?
Well,
something's going on with one of your sons, something significant, I believe.
Okay.
It's either moving or it could be a mixed bag. I feel like there's a romance also in the mix here. Or an anniversary? Is he getting married? Did he meet someone, or is he already married?
No, he's married, but he's in the military, and we're kind of worried that he's going to be going to Iraq.
Mm.
He's been kind of pre-warned that it might happen.
Yeah, I'm feeling that, too. I'm getting the threat. I feel like it's looming over me right now. He's been lucky so far, I'm hearing.
Yes.
Something special kept him... kind of where he was. I don't, his abilities or his talent or
yeah,
his job description. Whether or not he goes, that's a tough one. Hang on for a second, because I am getting the threat looming, so like it's talked about or thought about. And, you know, he is moved, I do believe. But I don't believe it's to Iraq. I'm getting confused with this, Nancy.
How about aviation school?
That would be more of what I'm feeling.
Okay, because he's putting in for warrant officer training for aviation.
Okay, would he have to relocate or move for that, too?
Have to go to Alabama for a year.
Okay, because I'm feeling him being... I was hearing him being moved, but they were shaking their head on Iraq, and I'm like, give me a break. So, help me, work with me. So, I believe it's going to be to the school.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, and when I first connected to you, I heard his abilities, his talent. He had something going for him that's been taking care of him.
Oh, that's his dream come true.
Yeah, so knock on wood. And I hope, and I'm feel like I'm being offered it. It's coming to me. He applied already, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and does he have connections on that end somewhere, or they know about him, or somebody does, or...
He's really liked by the commander.
I'm getting a feeling there's a, at the other end of this, there's an ally and an energy rooting for it, so...
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I believe that's going to go through for him, and that'll eliminate any problems that he has. And he does great, too.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, very, very talented and all around solid and successful. So, knock on wood. Let's hope I'm right.
Oh, I know you are.
Usually I am. I have been wrong. So, but most part I am fairly accurate. I'll let Beth talk to you for a minute and see how that's what Beth's picking up on.
Alrighty.
On your situation.
Hi, Nancy. Nice to see you.
Oh, hi.
I agree with Michael. He's going to get accepted to the school. They, you know, there was some talk about him not being able to, but his superior has, you know, really got in there for him. He's going to be accepted to the school, and it's going to be good.
Uh-huh.
I see a new baby for this. I actually...
The last part you just said.
Oh. I'm sorry?
I didn't hear what you just said.
Oh, I said, I see a baby.
Oh.
I also see a baby.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
I think by the end of the year that they will be having a baby coming.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That would be a big surprise for us.
It's going to be after he gets down there to school and they get settled and she's going to get pregnant.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Nice.
That would be a miracle baby for us.
I'm just telling you, I see a baby.
Mm. Okay. Thank you. That's great. That's good news.
Yeah.
It must be baby day.
You know, I noticed that. Sometimes I get imagery in clumps, almost like it's a cycle going through the universe.
It is funny how it works that way, and usually that's what will happen. I know when I've done readings, like group readings, it's funny because as you're reading somebody, it's like the same thing as somebody else is going, ooh, that's for me too, you know?
Yeah.
And it happens that way.
Yeah.
But Nancy, honey, he's going to get accepted. His, you know, commanding officer has really stepped in for him and gave him great reviews, and they want him to do well. And he's a very smart and intelligent young man, and he's going to do great.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you very, very much.
And like I said, in some way or another, there is going to be a baby.
Good. Okay. Well,
okay.
Does that make you feel better, Nancy?
Yes, it does. It makes me feel awesome.
Good. I like the way I was pulled right to the issue at hand.
Oh, God bless both of you. You really made my day.
Good, thank you. Blessings to you, Nancy.
Blessings to you too, honey.
And you guys have a great day. Thank you.
Ready.
Spread
my name around Washington.
Oh, will do.
All right. Get the Bushes to call me. All righty. Take care, Nancy. All right, everybody, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. I'm Michael Goger. www.michaelgoger.com. If you want to know more, go there and check it out. I got a lot of interesting new things there for a little bit for everyone. Hi, caller. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling the show. What's your first name?
My name is Kay.
Kay?
Kay. K-A-Y.
Okay. Good. What part of the world?
I'm from Indiana.
Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
You might be my first Indiana. I'm not sure. I think you are.
I am, huh? That's great.
Yeah, I like that.
I do, too.
I love the Internet.
Hey, that's cool.
One day you're in China, and next minute you're in Indiana. Okay.
There's not much here, but it's home.
Yeah, how'd you hear about us?
Elizabeth Rose.
Elizabeth Rose. Word of mouth.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, grassroots operation. I love it. It's what America is all about.
You've got it. What would we do without it?
Yeah, American ingenuity. The eye of the tiger.
You've got it. That's it.
Right. Well, thank you for calling, and it's a pleasure having Elizabeth Rose on.
Mm-hmm.
And I will jump into your reading. You've been hearing me read, so.
Right.
Okay. I'm going right to relationship with this for some reason. Okay, it's almost like maybe you wanted to hear about it or there was something going on.
My main question was about my financial and moving.
Okay. Your financial and what?
Moving. I want to move.
Oh, you want to move.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I feel the move going through. Financial, I'm hearing, is going to go very well. Did you just start something, or? Or on the verge of starting something?
No, not really.
I'm getting a newness to this, too.
Hmm.
It's almost like a new startup or something, or an offer comes through.
Well, that'd be good.
Yeah. Are you sending out resumes and looking for interviews?
Uh-uh. No, not right at the moment.
Not at the moment. Hmm. What will come first, the move or another job?
Probably the move.
Probably the move. Okay. I agree with you. And then I believe when you move, you eventually relocate, too. It's going to be in the stars for you.
It's gonna, you know, that's what I want.
I'm hearing. And it's a new job. There is something. Do you have a better half?
I have a significant other, yes.
Okay, because if you got a husband or you're living with a better half, I can pick up on him, too.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, and if he's looking for a job, or because I'm getting something new here, and it's either a new business or a new job, or there's an offer that leads me into something new. So keep that in mind.
Could it be an addition to the job I have now?
In addition to what?
An addition to the job I currently do.
That's where I was up in the air. I don't know if it's a side business or a promotion.
Okay.
If it's where you are now, it's connected to an expansion or a promotion.
Okay.
And if it's not, it's a new job and it happens after you move.
Okay. I'll take either one.
Yeah. And I'm hearing good. I'm waiting for something new. Are you waiting for something to come through?
Yes, I am.
They're showing me a phone and a letter, and they're saying, "Tell her the news is good. The news is good." Now, does that go to moving or?
Yes, kind of.
Okay, because that's what I'm feeling. I feel like this phone call comes through, and something's approved, or I get the go ahead, or. And then I'm preparing to relocate. So that's how it's going to go down.
That's how I want it to go down.
Okay. Now this may be as soon as within 3 weeks. I don't know if it's too soon. It might not be the actual move, but the setting up of it.
3 weeks.
3 weeks. Month.
No.
Now, just keep in mind, this could be just the beginning stages of it, knowing that everything is approved, and that the wheels are moving. You know what I mean?
That'd be good.
So I don't. Yeah, where you are on the waiting list? I mean, are you waiting for something to come through now and then gonna start? It's almost like I'm waiting for approval.
It's kind of like that. Yes.
And then when I get that, then the wheels start moving. So I'm hearing something with approval between now and 3 weeks. So I don't know if that lines up with your expectations, but that's what I'm hearing.
That's pretty much where it's at.
Okay. And relationships, I'm not worried about at all. I feel like there's something special going on here, and it can go any way you want it to go, really. So I'm not really worried about it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know, too.
I feel like I'm pretty much set in romance, love, where I want to be, or I'm okay with it, or I'm getting possibly even a special occasion or a gift.
Wow.
Or something special coming to me, or I'm celebrating a memory with him, or an occasion of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Probably so.
Yeah, coming up between now and within the next 30. So I just feel like he's doing something sweet or romantic for you. So
he is?
He or whoever your better half is.
He is, but that would be a surprise.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it. I think that's why I'm being given it. Is there a birthday coming up or an
anniversary? There's two of them, actually. His first and then mine.
Okay, within the next 30 days?
Within this month, yes.
Yeah, okay, because that's what I'm hearing. My guides are saying, tell her about the parties and the occasions. And and I feel like he does something different, something romantic or sentimental or touches your heart or this type of a thing. So,
well, that'd be good.
Okay, so yeah, everything looks good. I feel like your relocating will go well. And finances, I'm not even worried about. I feel like you're going to be successful.
Okay, thank you.
And after I move, something special happens, an offer of some kind. It's like a business opportunity or I'm connected to a money-making project, and it takes care of me and does well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I hope so.
All right, I'll let you have Elizabeth Rose.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
All right, Michael, Kay, I got to tell Michael, all right? I want everybody to know that Kay and I have known each other since we were 10 years old.
Good. Wow.
Yeah, we have kept in touch all these years.
Yes.
And I know her other half quite well also.
Wow.
And I was as shocked as you when he said romantic. I could see the sentimental, but now I'm not sure about the romantic, all right, Curtis?
You're right.
Anyway, but I wanted to say I love you and thank you both for calling in, okay?
I love you too.
Good.
Okay. Thank you very much, both of you. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Kay. Take care. And remember, but then again, it's me being romantic, you know, M, how you read?
Yep.
My reference system?
Yep.
So maybe he's giving her something he gave her before, and to me it seems romantic or so sweet and really.
He could be very sentimental. He really can.
Mm-hmm.
They were here to visit me last June, and she's wanting to relocate not in Arizona where I'm at, but certainly within either the edge of California or Arizona. She's not sure what they want to do yet.
Right, and I can see that going through for her.
Yeah. She's really excited about it. She's almost anxious to it. She wants to so bad.
Yeah, it's
just like, I can't stand another day of being here.
Yeah, I can feel that. And I believe it's like she's waiting for something to go through that lets the wheels start moving.
Yeah. She's got a suit that's been in place for a while, legal suit, and she's waiting on that, and they keep delaying it, and they'll say, oh, we got it ready, and then it gets delayed. But, you know, I keep telling her it's all going to be good.
Right. That's how I was feeling, too. And it may be because of employment or business.
I think she'll start a new business when she gets out here again.
Yeah, or something like comes through and it pulls her there, too. That's another
mm-hmm.
way this can go.
Yeah.
So, okay, caller, how you doing?
Hi, Michael.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Shay.
You're a sneak. I'm glad you got through.
It's hard to get through.
I was almost saying, you know, I felt like I was thinking I wish Shay would call.
And here I am.
Yeah, I'm glad you got through, girl. I want to introduce you. Is that all right?
As long as you don't turn my face red again.
I'm always so tongue-tied and hyper, but now I just feel like everybody just loves me and it doesn't, I'm just at peace with the world. So I can introduce you. You are my webmaster, longtime friend, producing the radio show, right? What am I missing? You're like my whole world in here.
Your weekly newsletter.
You're the editor and producer of my my newsletter. Confidant, advisor, kept me going when in the million times that I quit and wanted to quit. How do you put up with me?
I don't know. Practice, I guess, makes perfect.
Oh, my God. I drove you crazy in, what, 7 years?
Yep.
Seven years. Hard to believe.
Yep.
We met 7 years ago in chat, and I read her once, and we've been together ever since. And,
yeah, that we have.
Yeah. And we have grown quite a bit in many different directions.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Very true.
Yeah. And what am I missing? Is there anything we want to announce? Or?
Oh, we want to announce that if your listeners, like, really, really love you like I do, watch the newsletter next week because there's a link for Oprah. She's looking for psychic mediums, and we want Michael there. So they got to watch the newsletter and write a letter.
We do?
Yes, we do.
We want Michael Goger on Oprah?
Yes, we do. I already sent my letter.
I can't go on TV.
You don't have a choice.
I'll only do it on the phone.
We'll talk about it later.
She can put the phone on the desk by her chair, and I'll, or a view cam. I'll meet her halfway, view cam.
Now, Michael, I don't want to have to straighten you out on air, so we'll do this later.
I don't want to leave home. I'm a hermit.
It's Oprah. You'll do it.
I don't care. I don't know. The only one that can get me out of the house, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if it even happens.
Very true.
But watch for the newsletter, and there will be information with it. And who knows, right?
Yeah, you never
Maybe
ever know.
I'd rather have her on my show.
How's that? Could happen, too.
I'd rather have her on my show. I'll say, Oprah, I can't do it, but could you please come on my show?
Well, you know, stranger things have happened in this lifetime, so you never know.
Yeah, I hear you. But I'm glad you got through. We have a Spirit Whisper board. If you have a question for $5, you can leave it there. I will answer it. I am a businessman now, and I'm putting bread on the table, so bear with the soliciting, and anything is deeply appreciated. Donations, all my services are listed there. I'm flirting with teleconferences, many different things, all kinds of ways. I'm doing email readings. We're doing a Valentine's Day special for $12. You can get a love reading, an email. And I don't do the typing or the spelling, so don't worry. I hire a professional, and it's prepared in a very nice, attractive reading for you. So take advantage of my services, www.michaelgoger.com. Shay.
Yes?
How about Beth reading you?
Okay.
Giving you a quickie. You in the mood for a quickie?
Okay.
I don't read you enough, but when I read you, I like it when it's just me and you and we're relaxing.
But when you just blow my mind because you know me so well and these things come off your mouth and I'm like, Michael, I didn't tell you this. Where are you getting this from? It's funny.
Like, it's like reading my sister, but I still come up with something, don't I?
You come up with the oddest of things
that
I think, yeah, right, and then later on it'll come to pass and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know?
Yeah.
You know, silly things like people knocking on the door and I'll get in this house I want to see or whatever. You know, silly things like that, and it comes to pass, and I'm like, Mike.
Very true. Okay, Beth, how you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Hey, Shay, big hug, honey.
Hi.
It's nice to see you.
It's good to hear you. Awesome show.
Thank you, dear. You know what, Shay? You're going to get this man on TV.
I am. I'm working on it. You know, I already sent my letter to Oprah, and he knows I'm dead serious on this.
You get this man on TV, but I got to tell you something. It's also going to bring about the first meeting that you two have had.
Michael, what did I say?
What?
From the day I met Michael, I said, Michael, when I meet you, I will meet you on Oprah. It's a joke between the two of us. I always said, I'll see you on Oprah.
It is, too.
Well, I'm just going to tell you that it's going to happen. You two will meet first face-to-face, and I know that you've not met before, and you will.
No.
And the emotions will just be immense.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'll be on a view cam on
now,
a monitor.
You're actually going to be, well, now you're going to go on the show.
Wow. Going
to cost
them a lot of money.
And Shay, I think that it'll be a show that she'll do with more than Michael. You won't be the only sidekick there.
Excellent.
I want escorts from door to door.
He is so pathetic and so dramatic.
All right, Shay, you want to hear? Here's the funny on this, guys. I'll be his escort, considering that I'm a whole 4'11" and a half.
Hey.
110 pounds. I'm going to protect him. I got it covered.
All right.
Shay, there's also, not only that, honey, and that was really coming at me strong that this is going to bring about a meeting with you two, but there's something going on with you personally still.
With me?
I think the last time I talked to you, it was about your son or your
yes.
kid. Yeah.
And you were right on the money with that, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I just like, I still feel like it's not resolved, that it's even bringing up more issues. It's kind of like it's spread a little bit.
Yes, it is. What had happened was, and I can say this on air, he's having a little trouble, you know, with talking about people and death and stuff like that, and his grandfather just took a heart attack. He's coming out of it, so it kind of threw him back a little bit.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's like it's all of a sudden I'm just was feeling that things were spreading, and I want you to know that even though it is, it's not going to get out of control, okay?
Okay.
It's a learning thing.
Yep. Well, we felt it was spirit-led, every bit of it,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, honey. It's something that had to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be worked through, and it's going to make him stronger and everybody else all the way around.
Yeah, and that's what we felt. That's why we're not upset by what he's going through, because we know for safe it is spirit-led, and it's learning experience for us all.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's just something that he needs to get through, that he needed to have happen. And it's almost like I want to go like in the springtime when, you know, when the vines start, the grass starts coming up and the ivy starts to bite around, and it's just like it's slowly spreading, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's contained.
Mm-hmm.
It's contained, honey.
Oh, thank goodness.
It's just like the new growth in spring, and that's what I'm feeling for him. It's a new growth. It's okay. It's going to be contained. He's going to be fine with it, and so are you all.
Oh, God love you. Thank you.
That's pretty much what we was hearing too, Shay, right?
Mm-hmm. It was, too.
Yeah, good.
Right. And I don't talk to you, Shay. I don't get a chance to talk to you as much as I'd like to.
But no, you don't. So that's why I've done.
I get this because he's so family for you.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is family for you, even Michael and the people around you close.
Yes.
And it is.
You take things so to heart.
Very much.
Yep.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Boy, time goes fast when you're having fun.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Very good, Beth. It was
it's going to be good, honey.
Oh, thank you.
I just want you to feel my love about you, okay?
Aw, thank you.
Very good, Beth.
It was awesome. I love how you picked up on me and Mike on the TV show, because I've always said that to him.
Well, it's going to you know, like I said, it's going to be something that's going to come to be, and it will bring about a meeting of you two.
Boy.
The first meeting, and it's just going to be very intense, very emotional.
It's going to cost them a lot of money, huh, Shay?
Yeah, I might need to be medicated so I don't cry on live TV.
That doesn't cost a lot of money either, Michael.
I'm a radio guy.
I know, but you know
I'm
what?
I'm a hermit and a mystic.
You know what? You got to get yourself out there, and this is the way it's going to happen. And
exactly.
What do you mean? I was in China this morning. I was in Germany 2 hours ago, and I'm all around the world.
But everybody needs to see the face behind the teddy bear. They need to see you for who you are, you know, besides beyond the radio, beyond the message boards, everything.
Yeah. They need to actually look at you.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know, I got to throw this in real quick. There are at least three people that on PAL who begged me to go on cam. And do you know why?
Why?
It's not to see what I look like or that I'm pretty or that I'm ugly or that I'm gross or whatever it might be.
Yep.
They want to look at me because they get the healing vibration.
Yep, very true.
All right, Michael.
Very
it's
true.
Same thing for you.
Yeah, they want to see and feel
that
the heart behind.
Yeah, very
to
true.
To see you, to feel your vibrations, and to see what you are around you, okay?
Yeah, that's true. Very true, because you can get imagery off many different areas, and seeing somebody's face could be very healing and uplifting.
And I, you know, that was really strange for me the first time that happened. And they're like, and this poor woman's going, you know, I'm not gay. I'm not. I said, honey, I didn't think that you were. Mm-hmm. And she's like going on and on, but she just needed to see me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Very good.
People need to see you.
Yeah, very good, Beth. Very good. I like the way you think. Outside the box.
Yeah, always outside the box, or at least I try to be.
All right. Well, it looks like we're out of time, so any last thoughts?
Well, it went quick, and I want you both to know, everybody else to know, that I love being here. I would love to come back. I love being around you, Michael. It's just, it's good energy.
Good.
It calms me down and grounds everything.
Thank you, Beth. I appreciate that. I really do. And Shay, thank you for calling.
Oh, thank Don for letting me through. It was an awesome show.
You're my heart and soul in here. And www.michaelgoga.com is our spirit, our soul. Check it out, folks. Bookmark it. Navigate it. You got a lot of new things going on there. And it is our heart and soul. We put everything into it.
Yes, so, we did. And join the mailing list so you can keep up on everything.
Yes, the Yahoo group, the MySpace, the mailing list, add to my Pal Talk.
Yeah.
Michael_Goger. If you'd like to know more about me, email me, Michael_Goger1@yahoo.com.
Yep, and Shay's put a nice page in here for me, too, guys, and it's really nice. They're good people, these people are.
Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll see everybody when? Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're in the thoughts.